Texans Training Camp Today. Brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. The right stuff for Texas since 1938. Here's your host, Drew Doherty.
Texans Training Camp Today is upon us, just a few hours, not days, Mark.
Yes.
Hours away from the very first practice here at the Houston Methodist Training Center. My name's Drew Doherty. Got the voice of the Texans, Mark Vandermeer. At long last. Isn't this nice?
Yeah, it's here. It's so exciting. You know, in the north, you know it's football time when you feel that autumn chill in the air. In Houston, you know it's football time when it's hotter than you can possibly bear.
Yeah.
It's time.
No news yet whether we're going to fry an egg on the sidewalk. I know you're up for that always.
I want to do that. I want to make a video of an egg frying on a car.
We can do that. We can make that happen. But first, we got to get some housekeeping out of the way.
Yeah.
A few guys not going to be out there tomorrow at practice, namely J.J. Watt, your defensive end, and your left tackle, Dwayne Brown. Now, a few others as well, but the two big guys on either side of the line, not going to suit up.
And nothing official has been said about Watt other than he is on the PUP. Reportedly, this surgery could take him through opening weekend, maybe a couple of weeks into the season. He could also be ready for opening day. We don't know. I would never count J.J. Watt out the way he rehabs, the way he goes about his business.
Yeah, and as far as Dwayne Brown goes, back in minicamp, we heard might be available during training camp.
Yeah.
Remains to be seen, though.
Yeah, we're hoping for the best for Dwayne, who's coming back from the injury that sidelined him during the Jacksonville game in the regular season finale. Another name is Jeff Adams, a guard who got a ton of reps during camp last year, ultimately wasn't part of the season, but that thins them out a little bit. However, Ode Abushi and guys like that are available to help out at that position.
That's right, but one guy who will be out there, Brock Osweiler, quarterback for the Texans. I can't wait to see what number 17 looks like with a little bit more action underneath his belt.
And I really like the way he looked at the end of OTAs and minicamp. You could tell the game was really starting to rise. He was starting to find some rhythm and timing with his receivers. That's what you're going to look for in the early going here in camp. And as I always say, it's going to take some time for the offense to develop. The defense, you're destroying something. Offense, you're building something. We'll see how it goes.
Wear your sunscreen, water up, and make sure you adhere to the clear bag policy, the NFL clear bag policy. So don't bring in a bunch of stuff like in a big tent or Boy Scout backpack.
And you had to have your tickets in advance. If you don't have them now, you're not getting in here, unfortunately. Yeah. But, hey, Texans fans, no, these training camp tickets were gone in how many minutes?
3 minutes, Mark.
3 minutes. Wow.
Yeah. And it's a good chance to also get autographs from some of your favorite players.
Yep.
We're going to hear from more of your favorite players as this show progresses. We got to catch up with Cecil Shorts III. He's in a fight at the wide receiver spot. Texans training camp today is coming right back. Hours away from the very first practice, and one of the guys who's going to be fighting for a spot on the roster and maybe even a starting spot at wide receiver, Cecil Shorts III. Our very own John Harris recently caught up with him, and he had some interesting things to say about the start of training camp and more.
Cecil, how's the offseason been, man?
It's been good, man. Not too bad at all.
I hear that there's a party of six in the Shorts household.
Yes, we got one more child on the way. Wife is 8 weeks pregnant, so we don't know what the gender is yet, but we're excited.
2-on-4? Man, that's tough.
Yes, it is.
That is tough, man. You're no longer like boxing one. Like it's gone. You're not playing zone. I mean, you're playing zone the whole time. No man to man. It's over.
Not a chance.
So you have four under the age of what?
Five.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Six of the fourth is five. My daughter Peyton is two, and she won't turn three till December. And then a 5 month son is named Montana, born in February 2nd, and then this baby's due March 1st.
Now, we know you got a howitzer of a right arm, but did you happen to see Tom Savage and how he announced?
I didn't.
The sex of his baby? You didn't see this?
I didn't. This, I was texting him, too.
This is awesome. This
I
is
think
really
the weekend
cool.
of his baby shower.
They put a pinata up, and from about 15 yards away, he just throws a pill, and it had, like, something pink inside. And, of course, my wife saw it. She's like, oh, they're having a girl. And I was like, dude, did you see that laser he just threw? I mean, that was good. So, y'all had a pretty good offseason. I know a lot of people have asked you this question, so I'm going to be probably the 1,000th person to ask you, but it's always good to get a first-person account.
Yep.
New quarterback, Brock Osweiler. What do you like about him? How does it feel being out there with him?
Leadership. That's the main thing that sticks out. When he first got here, it was just, boom, he commands the room. He commands respect. Demands respect. And it's shown on the practice field thus far.
From an offensive standpoint, does he allow you to do a little bit more? What does it take for you guys to kind of find that synergy with him as quickly as possible so you guys can get up to speed out on the field and ready to
just
go?
Just getting on the same page. We'll get in the meeting room, and he'll stand up and say exactly how you want this rally. Like, listen, just be here when I'm done with A, B, and C. If you're there, I'll get you the ball. So it's just being on the same page, communicating. And communication is great because I feel like we had a good spring. When you continue to grow and get better in the summer. But I feel like we had a good screen. Just continue to communicate and get some rhythm down. We'll be all right.
Last year, 2015, you come here for the first time.
Yes.
You guys end up getting into the playoffs. It was an odd year. Didn't play well at the beginning, and then all of a sudden you got hot around midseason. Yes. Ups and downs, injuries, different things. You suffered a few injuries as well, but yet you still got into playoffs. What did that kind of show about this team, this organization, you guys as players?
I think it's a credit to O'Brien keeping us focused. He understood what type of team we were, how good we could be. And I think we just touched the surface last year of how good we can be. If we continue to put things together early, not get so behind so early. I think it was 2-5 in the year. And let's get things rolling early and everybody continue to just try to stay as healthy as we can be. I think we can put some good football out there.
Was there sort of a moment where it flipped? I know you guys got that Tennessee game right before the bye, but was there something that just sort of flipped things?
Cincinnati.
Yeah.
I agree with that. I think Cincinnati, they were 8-0 at the time, I believe, or undefeated.
Yeah.
And to go in there Monday night and fight our butts off to win that game, I think that brought everybody's confidence of like, hey, we know we're good. Let's go out here and just put it together.
Did that kind of trigger more camaraderie and kind of companionship amongst the guys? It feels like you guys are a pretty close group, this team as it is, but did that win kind of kickstart that for the rest of the year?
Absolutely. When you win, everything is better.
Yeah.
Everybody comes in happy. Everybody's excited. So winning definitely does that, brings guys together, and we were able to string a few wins after that.
Cecil, appreciate your time, man. Thank you very much.
When we come back, Devin still is in the mix at defensive end, may even start. We've got more from him in just a moment. Defensive end is a spot, even with J.J. Watt in the lineup, that you're going to have some competition, Mark. We're going to keep our eyes on Devin Still, namely there at that other defensive end spot. Former Penn State Big Ten Player of the Year defensively when he played is finally distraction-free.
Yeah, he is distraction-free, Drew, and I think that's a great point to bring up. This is a second-round draft choice, and as you mentioned, highly decorated in college. A lot of pedigree with Devin Still, but of course his life was completely changed when his daughter Leah was diagnosed with cancer. She's cancer-free now, so he's fully able to focus on football, but he still puts a lot of effort in the community, like you see in this recent visit with Texas Children's Hospital.
At Children's Hospital, just to let them know that, you know, we're thinking about them. I once walked in their shoes when my daughter Leah was battling cancer.
Just playing sports, I'm used to working out, eating the right stuff all the time, but I wasn't focused on none of that. I could see the changes in my body after a while. Like, I started getting bigger. I didn't look like myself because I was more focused on, you know, doing everything I needed to do for her. But just hindsight, looking back at everything, I mean, I think it'll benefit parents a lot more to, you know, try to take care of themselves. And that's one of the reasons why we wanted to do the massages and the spa thing with the manicures and stuff, so that although, you know, our foundation is to make sure that, you know, parents are set with their bills and stuff at home, we want to make sure that the parents also understand that they need to take care of themselves, because the better shape you're in, the better you can help your kids.
My daughter really inspired me with her battle with cancer. You know, the days where it was tough and I could tell that, you know, the chemo and stuff was wearing down on her. She always kept a smile on her face. She always kept a positive attitude and kept pushing forward. And I take that attitude to the rest of everything in my life.
Can't wait to see what Devin Still does tomorrow and really through the rest of August and into the season, Mark.
Yeah, I know. I think he's going to be a fine player at defensive end. He should have some reps. He might start for this team. With Watt sidelined during camp, look for Still and Christian Covington to get a ton of reps. And there are some other guys like Brandon Dunn who want to help out, be part of the mix as well.
Make sure you mix in the sunscreen.
Yeah.
Make sure drink a lot of water, Mark.
Yes.
And make sure you get ready for Texans training camp. I know you're going to be ready.
I'm ready.
I know you're going to be ready. I'm ready. We can't wait. This is Texans training camp today. We'll see you same time.